Every day, several times a day, disciples of the Lord Jesus all over the world pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." But those same disciples also believe that the kingdom of God has already come upon earth in the Lord Jesus Christ, who by his life and ministry, and above all by his passion, death, and resurrection, has revealed the kingdom and planted it as a seed on earth in the church. If this be true, then why do we continue to pray, "Thy kingdom come," as though it were not among us already? Because from this day until the last day, from the day of resurrection until the last day, we live in the time between the beginning and the consummation of the kingdom. And every day between the resurrection, every day, in fact, between the conception and birth of the Savior and his return in glory, his sovereignty is disputed. It is disputed wherever there is sin, wherever there is suffering, wherever there is cruelty, wherever there is treachery, wherever one person treats another as an object rather than a subject. In every way, every day, the sovereignty of Christ is a disputed sovereignty, including in our own hearts, the hearts of us who already confess him Lord. And in many ways, I believe the two challenges to our present surrender to the sovereignty of Jesus Christ are the modern conceptions of autonomy and authenticity. In many ways, these are the watchwords of postmodern life. To be free and happy, I must be myself, authenticity. And the only way I can be myself is to reject all claims made on me by others, autonomy. This is the creed that in one form or another fills shelves of self-help books and shapes the pop psychology of talk shows and guidance counselors and trendy university studies programs. This is the creed that made Oprah a billionaire and fills hour after hour of television programming and all of our music, autonomy and authenticity. Both of these words come to us from Greek. Auto means self. Nomos means law. To be autonomous, then, is to be a law unto oneself. And authentikos means genuine, or as we would now say, real. And here's the link between these two notions in the modern mind. To be my real self, I must not allow anyone other than myself to tell me how I should live, whom I should love, or what I should choose. To be my real self, I must seek only to know my own heart and then fulfill the desires of my heart. And rejecting as a guide to my authenticity anyone other than myself includes ruling out the designer and maker of all things, the Ancient of Days, the one only living and true God, whose law is now deemed to be no longer trustworthy, so that the Bible and the God of the Bible are understood to be the principal enemies of human freedom and flourishing. Have you ever been in a building in which wood and drywall were being sanded? A fine powder settles on everything air can reach. No filter can strain it. The tiny particles are carried along by every breeze, however faint. Our entire culture is now covered with such a layer of autonomy and authenticity, understood in this way as the essential conditions for personal freedom and flourishing. The very air we breathe is filled with the dust of this vision of life, and our civilization is choking to death on it. Look around you. Drugs and alcohol reduce men and women to cruel slavery. The hookup culture turns teens and young adults into rutting animals. The sexual revolution declares fertility a disease, marriage unnecessary, and children unwanted. No-fault divorce allows anyone to walk away from spouse and children without question or explanation. Abortion on demand encourages us all to think of babies as disposable trash to be cast aside at a whim. A toxic tidal wave of pornography pollutes everyone it touches and teaches us to regard other human beings as objects of our lust to be used for pleasure. Unbridled greed and crass consumerism pose as the pillars of a successful life and lead us to treat other persons as means to the end of our own economic comfort. And politics, the toxic waste dump of our culture, is presented as a way to secure my individual desires without regard for the common good. The misguided thinkers who laid the intellectual foundations for such a civilization built on the sovereignty of the autonomous imperial self believed that they were making it possible for free men and women to live without the fetters of religion and external norms in a world that would be governed by the pure light of reason. To build a world ruled by this imperial self, it was necessary first to throw down every king and priest, the symbols of those who stand in the way of a false understanding of autonomy and authenticity. Kings, you see, claim to rule the outer world of action, and priests claim to rule the inner world of conscience. And neither form of authority can be tolerated by those who would be a law unto themselves. And so, whether literally or metaphorically, kings and priests had to be thrown down from throne and altar, and they were, often in an ocean of blood. But the result was not a free world of nobility governed by the light of pure reason. The result was an enslaved world of degradation governed by base desire. In place of kings, we now have drug lords who rule by exploiting desperation. In place of priests, we now have talk show hosts who absolve us of nothing because they're sure there's nothing to absolve. That's our autonomy and authenticity. But here's the rub. In truth, we are designed and made for autonomy and authenticity, just not in these fabricated ways. We are incapable of autonomy and authenticity until and unless we are converted from all false freedoms and from our false selves. Christianity and Judaism before us began with this claim about human nature. We are fallen. We do not work as we were meant to. We do not live and love as we were designed and made to, because we turn in upon ourselves. And until and unless we are restored to our proper nature, we cannot trust our own hearts. As long as we are merely children of Adam and therefore children of wrath, we cannot govern ourselves because we are slaves. Slaves to our own disordered self-love. Until we are redeemed from sin, we cannot live as our authentic selves, because in sin we cannot know our real selves. But once we are made children of God by the grace of adoption, then finally we live in the evangelical freedom of the children of God and in the authenticity of human nature made and remade in the image and likeness of God. And this transformation from children of wrath to children of God is one that we cannot make for ourselves. It is one that must be made for us. It is a transformation that has been made for us. by Jesus Christ and him crucified. It belongs to us only to accept this transformation by grace through faith in the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. St. John, the beloved disciple, tells us that Christ has made us into a kingdom and priests for God his Father. And here, my friends, is the true path to genuine autonomy and authenticity. As Daniel perceived it in his mystic sight, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages served him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. And St. John saw this Son of Man revealed fully in his risen glory. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come. This is the very same one from whom Pilate learned that his kingdom is not of this world. The one who said that everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. And here we come to an impasse for our autonomous imperial selves. In our inverted world, there is nothing that can be identified as the truth to which we can or should belong. In fact, to the imperial self, there is no such thing as truth. There is only my truth and your truth. But against this anarchy and the nihilism to which it invariably leads, the Father's eternal word speaks with love. I am the way and the truth and the life. To belong to the truth means to surrender ourselves to the truth, the full truth, about God and man, which is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. This surrender is what St. Paul calls the obedience of faith. And contrary to the lies of our ancient enemy and the vain fantasies of pagan philosophers, the obedience of faith is not a path to servitude. The obedience of faith, in fact, is the only way to true autonomy and honest authenticity. And this, of course, is the way of the cross. It is the only way of the Lord Jesus, who calls out to us that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. To believe in the gospel is to allow the Lord Jesus to write the law of God in our hearts and thereby to belong to the truth. To be disciples of the Lord Jesus means that we allow him to teach us how to live and how to love. And more than that, we allow him to give us both the desire and the strength to live according to his saving word. But my friends, this requires of us a readiness to forsake in our lives whatever is contrary to the gospel. And it is precisely this surrender to the dominion of Jesus Christ and his law of love that the false vision of autonomy and authenticity will not accept. And this, I believe, is the primary stumbling block to Christian faith in our time, and one of the reasons why so many people are reluctant to accept the kingship of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with the opposition of science and religion. It is not about the impossibility of adjudicating the truth claims of religion. It is about the refusal to serve. I will not serve. I will not surrender. And therefore, the sovereignty of Christ is a disputed sovereignty. But on this last Sunday of the old year of grace, the church proclaims once again that Jesus Christ is the eternal priest and universal King, who by offering himself on the altar of the cross has already accomplished the mysteries of human redemption and has presented to his Father an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. If we belong to the truth through the obedience of faith, then we are lifted up by Christ Jesus to share his glory, to share the dominion and power of the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come. In the Lord Jesus, we lose nothing but our sins. And only in the Lord Jesus do we find our true selves, our real autonomy, and honest authenticity. When we surrender to the dominion of the Lord Jesus, we lose nothing. When we belong to the truth and listen to his voice, then we are made kings in Christ and by Christ. When we are sanctified by the priesthood of the Lord Jesus, then we are made priests in Christ and by Christ. By grace through faith, we find our true and lasting freedom when the outer world of action and the inner world of conscience are united peacefully and joyfully under the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ, eternal priest and universal king, to whom be honor and glory and praise, now and forever. Amen.